Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That doesn't exist.
It doesn't? Are you sure?
Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Hey, honey.
Hey, Shannon. We made it through another week of social distancing and self-quarantining.
Right. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
How many more of these do we have to go?
I think no one knows the answer just yet.
No one knows.
But, you know, there's harder things in life, I think. And so I'm proud of you and me, and I'm proud of everyone who's doing their part to save lives, which is really the thing to emphasize, that the reason we're doing this, making this sacrifice, is to make it so more people have long, beautiful, wonderful lives.
Definitely. Yeah, we're not doing too bad either. I can do most of my job from home.
Yep.
We got a setup where we can do this podcast in our closet.
That's right.
I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. And we are wishing the same for everyone who's listening. I know that there's been a lot of hardship for a lot of different people. And we're feeling for people who have it tough out there, too. We know that that's the reality. And so, you know, we have been seeing a lot of great stories of people coming together to be there for each other. So let's just keep that up.
Coming together by staying apart.
Exactly.
Yeah. Keep your heads up, everyone. We got a new 5-star review from Christina Garcia. They said, "This podcast is a bright light. I can always count on this podcast to cheer me up." That's great. We really appreciate it. That's why we keep doing it.
And it's the mission of our show.
And, you know, these sorts of reviews really help brighten our day in these tough times as well. So it's very much appreciated. If you got nothing to do while you're self-quarantining, please write us a 5-star review.
I'm sure you have plenty to do. But if you want to fit in adding a review for us, that would be very appreciated. And we want to hear stories, too, of how you're helping people in your life out. How are you coping and what's working for you? You can always tweet us because we would love to hear from you. I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And you can email us, too. It's itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com. Your roots are showing. Photo editing apps surge after salons shut down amid coronavirus. This was written by my colleague Dalvin Brown. Faith Zellman used the photo editing app Facetune to spruce up her hair since all the salons in town are closed due to the coronavirus. The 24-year-old bartender recently lost her job, and she's passing the time by beauty blogging and posting makeup tutorials all online. Zellman said, quote, "Someone called me out during a Facebook Live saying, 'Your roots are showing.' I didn't want anyone else to see that my roots have gotten this bad, so I used the app to tint them espresso brown," unquote. In the age of coronavirus, Americans are editing and posting more content on social media than ever before. As social distancing drives people to avoid trips to the beautician, forego events with friends, and skip workouts at the gym, many are using apps to soften their appearance and create engaging videos in the midst of stay-at-home orders. After all, if there isn't a hairstylist around to smooth out your tresses, there are apps that can. Content editing apps have reported a broadening user base, while apps like Facebook have seen the number of people using live video streaming features double. Lightrix, an AI app developer with millions of users across Facetune, Pixaloop, QuickShot, and PhotoFox, saw a rise in everyday usage that corresponds directly with the coronavirus outbreak in recent weeks. Ziv Farbman, the CEO of Lightrix, said, quote, as people need to physically distance themselves in these difficult times, one positive is that humans are finding outlets to fuel their creativity, unquote. The series of content-creating apps saw a 20% increase in time spent across its lineup of apps worldwide. Its user base tripled, and people are spending 25% more time editing videos, according to metrics provided to USA Today. Farbman said, quote, we're humbled to see so many people keep entertained with our creativity tools, unquote. Cody Warner, a content creator based in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, started using Lightrix video editing app called Video Leap 3 times as much since the coronavirus began shutting down events in the U.S. Warner said, quote, I normally use it 2x a week, but I've literally used it every day since we started physical distancing and staying at home. I'm craving that human connection. It can be really fun to make videos a bit more engaging for the people who are going to watch it. It's almost like a one-on-one social connection that way, unquote. Warner's most recent content includes push-up challenges and home baking videos posted as Instagram stories. A study by the influencer agency Obviously found engagement levels spiking in the wake of the pandemic. The company noted a 76% increase in daily accumulated likes on Instagram and a 27% rise in engagement levels on TikTok. Some people are using photo editing apps to touch up their skin and hair since getting face-to-face appointments with dermatologists and hairstylists are hard to come by and likely don't comply with stay-at-home social distancing orders. Faith said, quote, this is the first time I've ever had to edit my hair. I've considered dyeing it, but I don't want to ruin it, unquote. There are reports that hair dye is flying off the shelves during the outbreak as people desperate for touch-ups try the do-it-yourself method. NPR cited Nielsen data that found hair coloring products spiked 19.4% last week. Cosmetics products surged 57.7%, facial cleansers spiked 11%, and nail polish remover jumped 56.7%, Nielsen found.
Everything from the waist up, people need still.
Yeah.
Waist down, don't worry about it.
Pajama pants, sweatpants all day. I love the idea of day pajamas and night pajamas.
I would love to have some roots to die, Shannon, or to be worried about showing through. I mean, maybe not everyone knows this, but I'm pretty severely bald, Shannon.
I mean, not severely yet.
I think it's pretty
bad. Pretty severe, yeah. Okay. But at least you're not graying.
I mean,
you'd rather have the hair to
gray.
A full
head of gray hair than, yeah, what's
that
happening.
That is probably
now.
Superior for a lot of people.
I also don't know what people are complaining about. I think you and I look great. We shower maybe around 1x or 2x a week.
I mean, yeah.
We're putting on our Sunday best every day. And by that, I mean pajamas.
Weekend best.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wearing a lot of leggings.
I've just been wearing the same clothes or just really cuts down on laundry. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta look for the perks.
Yeah. And I'm posting on social media about 100 times more often than I was before the pandemic. I was posting 0 before, so it's still 0, but 0 times 100 is 0, Shannon.
I understand the logic.
Okay, good. I have noticed, though, that the user base of a lot of my board game websites has vastly increased.
Oh.
Yeah, and like some of the servers are struggling to keep up and they've had to upgrade servers and stuff too. So it's affecting me too, Shannon.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We just aren't the type of people. I mean, I'm not the type of woman who is going to a hair salon like multiple times in a month. I mean, I'm hardly going 1x a quarter.
Yeah.
And I don't go to get my nails done or those kinds of things. So, yeah, I understand that other people are having to buy things and do it themselves, but I'm just in the not doing it club. Not doing it at all.
When you got faces like these, Shannon,
you don't have to dress them up.
You don't. Some people might take that as in like, oh, well, you know, we're naturally beautiful. Mm. So. But I think
we're pragmatic and realistic and
we're just happy with what we got.
Yeah. That's like a great way to live.
I think you're beautiful.
I think you're very handsome.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Really works out for us. The biggest and brightest full moon of 2020 will be a pink supermoon Tuesday night.
Ooh.
This was written by my colleague Doyle Rice.
Hope you're not listening to this on Wednesday because you missed it.
That's right. Here's something to look forward to. The biggest, brightest supermoon of 2020 will be appearing in the night sky Tuesday. Earth Sky's Bruce McClure said, quote, "Watch for the biggest full moon of the year to shine all night long as it beams in the east after sunset April 7th, climbs highest up for the night around midnight, and sets in the west around sunrise April 8th, unquote. The full moon occurs precisely at 10:35 p.m. EDT on April 7th, according to Earth Sky. Of the three supermoons this year, April's supermoon will come closest to our planet and thus appear the largest. April's supermoon is the second of three to take place in a row, following March's super worm moon and preceding May's super flower moon, due to take place on May 7th, Newsweek said. So what's a supermoon? A supermoon occurs when the moon is especially close to Earth while it's full. The moon's closeness to Earth naturally makes it look extra close and extra bright, up to 14% bigger and 30% brighter than a full moon at its farthest point from Earth. I was taking pictures of the moon tonight on our walk.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
I noticed you doing that. Yeah, already today, on Monday, when we walked around, it was pretty big,
yeah,
pretty bright, even before sunset.
It was looking pretty good, but I just think that years from now, we'll have better cameras. Because I was just using my iPhone camera. So, like, decades from now, I'll laugh at how I'm like, oh, look at my picture of the moon, and it looks like this big.
I think there's a good chance you're never going to look at that picture again.
I think that's a pretty good chance. I feel like I see them sometimes, like, when in memories and that kind of stuff, it pops up.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Facebook will tell you about it in 10 years.
Or next year.
10 years ago, you took a picture of a moon.
Oh, crazy. The term supermoon was coined in 1979 by astrologer Richard Knoll. It has become an increasingly more popular and media-friendly term in the decades since then. According to NASA, it's used by the media today to describe what astronomers would call a Perigean full moon.
Well, I'm not saying that, so supermoon seems better.
It's a full moon occurring near or at the time when the moon is at its closest point in its orbit around Earth. Due to the optical effect known as the moon illusion, the full moon can seem huge when rising behind distant objects on the horizon. A supermoon appears especially impressive. So why is it called a pink supermoon? Do you know?
Uh-uh, I don't, and I can't wait to find out.
The full moon this month is also nicknamed the pink moon, but don't look for a pinkish hue to the moon this month.
Aw, oh, come on. I wanted to see a pink.
Mm-mm. According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, April's full moon often corresponded with the early springtime blooms of Phlox subulata, a pink wildflower native to eastern North America. The wildflower is commonly called creeping phlox or moss phlox, and also goes by the name moss pink. For millennia, people across the world, including Native Americans, named the months after nature's cues. The Old Farmer's Almanac said that full moon names in our part of the world date back to the Native Americans who lived in the northern and eastern USA. Each full moon has its own name, from January's wolf moon to December's cold moon.
Maybe we should go on our walk later tomorrow night so that we could get a better view of the moon. It's been coming out pretty early, though.
But I have to get up so early tomorrow.
Well, just maybe at the same time we walked around today, which is like 7:30 or so.
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't that interesting to listeners when
yeah,
what time
when
of day
we
go on walks.
I'm curious if our listeners have been going on a lot more walks than usual.
We're not sure if we're supposed to. I mean, is it safe? Who knows? But it's hard being kept up in the house all day, and we feel like we need some physical activity.
They have said that it's okay to get out and exercise, but to try to be distanced from people, which is what we've been doing.
Yeah.
So if you're going on more walks, we want to hear about them. Tweet us. And send us your pictures, too, from your walks, because spring is happening.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
Working from home, here's how to find the best printer.
What do you need to print things out for if you're working from home? Who's going to look at it, the documents that you print? Your cat?
Alec Hilaria Baldwin, expecting fifth baby.
Isn't Alec Baldwin like 85 or something?
No, he's not that.
What's he having babies for?
World Team Tennis surprises players and coaches with a $1,000 gift.
I could use a $1,000 gift. Am I on that team?
Is the new short-form streaming service Quibi worth it? Short answer, no.
Good, because I wasn't going to download another one.
Visit popular national parks without leaving home.
Are they talking about like a virtual reality thing? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so.
And you just have like your dog breathe in your face to feel the outside air or something?
See the photo Hubble snapped on your birthday.
What do you think they snapped on my birthday? Just some sort of space fart or something?
That doesn't exist.
It doesn't? Are you sure? This is a black hole. Black holes are pretty cool looking, though.
Yeah, I know. It's probably gorgeous, whatever it is. Whether it's a cluster or what. Hamilton cast reunites on John Krasinski's show.
John Krasinski has a show?
Yeah. It's called Some Good News.
Oh, can't wait to not watch it.
Oh, no.
John Krasinski burn. I'm a fan, but I'm not going to watch that show.
Japan's snow monkeys stay warm in the steaming hot spring bath.
That's pretty cute.
They're very cute. Rita Wilson returns after COVID-19 recovery. And Tom Hanks is with her.
That's a relief. All hope is not lost, Shannon.
The five best kids deals you can get right now.
Oh, they got a good deal on buying kids? How much?
No.
I'd be willing to go up to $20 a pop for one of those kids. They do yard work?
That is all we did this past weekend. Get active. Tips for exercising during the pandemic.
This is one of those tips, never leave your bed.
A fact check says that pets will not spread the coronavirus.
Great, but they will spread the cat-ronavirus.
Just because you sat around our house and giggled yourself doesn't mean you get to on the podcast.
Lily sneezed on me the other day. Next week on I Tell My Husband the News. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.